Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome back. When we last left our time-traveling friends, they were traveling through time, if you can believe it.
Look, it's been a while since we recorded the last one. And we sort of don't exactly remember.
We know.
We got it.
Catalina and Jensen
are in Paris in 1924, about to go to a salon.
And Penelope and Gregor
just taught a big dragon how to barbecue meats.
And the new Sharktooth's gang is there, but maybe they won't be. Find out what happens along with us now. I don't know, F. Scott. I just feel like your stuff's a little... I don't know, like, can I give you some feedback?
You would like to give me, F. Scott Fitzgerald, feedback?
Just a little feedback. I don't know.
Okay.
Just listen, I've been spending a lot of time...
What was the last... Just remind me, your last thing that you wrote that I loved so much that did so well?
A Farewell to Arms?
That's right.
Me? Ernie Hemingway?
Mm-hmm, you.
Listen,
Ernie Ernesto Hemingway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever you want to.
I call you Ernesto.
Okay. Is it because I drink so many caipirinhas?
I thought it was just a fun nickname that you liked. If you don't like it, I can just call you Ernest.
I've been calling you Scotty Dotty in my head.
Well, my name is Scott.
What's the F for?
No, it's part of Scott.
Your name is Scott?
Scott.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. And no one's ever... Did you put the period in your writing to make it a little clearer?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, that's what...
It was a drop from an ink. It was an ink drop. It was a flub.
Oh my gosh.
It was a quill flub.
Oh, a quill. You're writing with a quill?
Yes. Aren't you?
No, I use a typewriter.
Why? Don't you like to feel the words coming out?
All right. This is kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. The last short story you brought into the salon
mm-hmm.
to discuss. It was just a lot about like the textures of things. You know, I love the part in Gatsby where he's tossing all the shirts. I told you that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you get all the egg metaphors?
In the short story?
No, in Gatsby.
Sure. Rebirth? Mm-hmm. Fertility?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
just
you
the...
got it. You got it. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying in your latest short story, it's mm-hmm. just it feels like it's a lot of stuff about touch. You're like, quill was in my hand and mm-hmm. I held it. Also just like a, you know, I just feel like you're, I don't know, just kind of on a thing right now.
I'm having a little bit of writer's block, if I could be totally honest with you.
I'm just
waiting for something big and exciting to happen.
Scott, that's what these salons are for. I mean, we're supposed to bring unfinished work here, give each other feedback, talk about big ideas.
Okay.
Gertrude Stein is here.
I know, she's a... And by the way, what a babe. But like, can I just run something by you and you tell me what you think of it, okay?
That's what the salon is for.
Okay. Jeremy walked into a salon. He sat himself down on the armoire, on the arm of the armoire, not on the seat.
Okay.
No, no. And he ran his hand down the back of the armoire. It was a velvety armoire, so velvety to the touch, so neat. And let out a big burp, and everyone turned around from his big burp. People never heard one so loud. They said, Jeremy, why did you burp so much today? And he said, Terry, and this is the price I pay. Jeremy, who did the loudest burp? How's that?
Yeah, okay. Do you want to hear something I'm working on?
Yes.
Okay. There was an old man, and he thought life was passing him by, and he looked at the sea, and the sea was there. And this old man, he wondered what the sea could mean, because every horizon seemed to call his name. But then this old man let out the loudest burp.
Okay. Now it's getting me. The
old man let out the loudest burp, and he was embarrassed, and he was curious what made it happen. And then he remembered he ate all that dairy.
Would you like to hear one more of mine?
Of course.
I've just been noodling on it from time to time. It's a sort of revision of what I wrote to you ago. So there's a young man, but he's also kind of an old man. He's a baby, but he is so old. But he's aging in reverse.
Oh.
But it's not Benjamin Button. That's from 1922. This is my sequel to Benjamin Button, named Renjamin Reversey. And he has just turned 33. And the woman he's with doesn't know how to handle his dying. Oh no. She thinks, what's with this twerp? And then he lets out the loudest burp. This young and also old man lets out the loudest burp. Young and also old man burp so loud it reverberates around the earth. Because he also had too much dairy.
Can we process dairy?
We're not meant to have dairy when we're not infants. But we keep eating it.
I feel like you and I tackle a lot of the similar themes of post-World War, the Great War, disillusionment. But I feel like it's cool that we're now both tackling
dairy,
lactose intolerance. Jensen, are you getting a freaking drift at this right now?
Can I be honest, Catalina? I don't know who either of these dudes are, and I'm not familiar with their work. I think that might be... That's F. Scott Fitzgerald, right?
And that's Ernest Hemingway.
Okay, and so that one wrote, like, Great Gatsby.
And that one wrote The Old Man in the Sea.
And that one wrote The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
A Farewell to Arms. You know, I don't know when they wrote some of those. Like, they might just be like crafting some of those in this.
I was wondering. I don't remember this sort of burp one. I feel like I would be way into that. That sort of reverberates with me.
Wait, maybe that's why we're here.
To tell them to do the burp one.
No, to tell them not to, because that sounded terrible. Or wait, you had different.
You didn't love every second of that?
I mean, I loved that I was seeing it, but I was like, wow, that'll really tank their literary legacies.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with you on this one. I don't really know.
I mean, I don't know. I guess there's a way you can.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Huh? A new person bursting into the salon. Two new people bursting into the salon.
One does not simply burst into a salon. There's procedure, you see.
Oh, we're sorry. We just thought this was a place where you exchange ideas and ideals.
Yes, it's that. You're both children, though.
We are both children,
a
though.
A salon is a place for adults to exchange adult ideas.
Oh, really?
Like those writers talking about the loudest burp. Adult ideas.
Oh, well, what about these freaking adult ideas?
Okay, lay it on me. Oh boy, Catalina.
Imagine a time not so far away. What will become of a drink, you must say? Oh, look at you with your glass, such a slouch. What if in the future we drank from a pouch? And the pouch has a straw, and the straw has a tip, and you have to get it in. Oh, but a trick. If you don't do it early and you bend the end, then you won't get that sweet nectar, my friend.
You're flying too close to the sun, you see. You're flying too close to the sun.
Flying too close to the sun, you see. Capri, Capri Sun.
They didn't like that adult idea, Catalina. Let me try one.
Okay, yeah.
Now picture this, you're still thirsty as heck, but don't want to move your very small neck. And you have an idea as smart as a fox. What if instead of a pouch, it was a box? And the inside is coated with some sort of wax, and there's still a straw. The top you attack as you stab in the straw. That is so true, and the box and the drink, it is covering juice.
You're flying too close to the sun, see. You're flying too close to the sun, see.
Flying too close to the sun, you see. Close to the sun, Capri. I see. Okay, they didn't like either of our juice ideas.
Okay, wait. I got it.
Okay.
Problem that is this. I think, what if you had to squeeze this? It is a little tiny tower, and you give it squeezes and feel its power. Faces they have, faces that smile, angry faces and faces that beguile. The faces are semi-related to the flavor, but each of them you will learn to savor. Flying too close to the sun.
You twist.
Flying too close to the sun. Squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it.
Picture this. You're thinking, oh wow, how could it be true? But think of this drink, an adult drink that you drink on your way to the moon. It comes in a powder and then you add water. It's fun for your sons, but it's also your daughters. And you will drink it and you will say, dang, this fills my heart with a pang. You're flying too close to the sun. Oh dang, you're flying too close to the sun. Dang, that idea left me with a tang.
Have we done anything to get your approval loose? Have we changed your mind with these adult ideas of juice?
The more I think about it, I can't remember the last time I had a drink. Perhaps I'm just so parched. It's stopping me from being able to think.
And I think this idea sounds very good. Not sure if it's me who is saying that, or this absinthe with worm. Ooh. I'm high.
Oh, they're high.
Oh, they're high.
On absinthe.
And yeah, probably some sort of opium. Probably some sort of snuff. Probably
sort of like.
I'm sorry. This is maybe a time to tell you that I am a hobbyist of what drugs people were doing.
I was going
to
say you really just rattled a couple of them off right there.
You know, it all started when Grandma showed me a snuff box.
I remember like, coming into Grandma's room and she had like a spoon and a lighter under it, and she was melting sugar in it, and there was that green bottle.
Oh, uh-huh, that's absinthe.
Okay,
yeah.
I sort of was just like, Grandma's doing arts and crafts, but you stayed in there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. She was just sort of like showing me the ropes, and well, a snuff box is like really beautiful, and so I've like sort of taken to wanting to collect them. Anyway, that's why I knew about what drugs might be happening in this.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think it was because you've done a lot of drugs.
No. How would I even get absinthe in 1985 in New York City?
I don't know. The absinthe star?
Huh. Oh, Jensen.
I don't know. Meanwhile, at a secure facility under a mountain in the year 1985.
Mr. Smigel?
Yes?
Sorry,
I'm looking at many screens at once. Let me turn off some, turn on others. Dials and knobs. Dials and knobs!
Mr. Smigel, I brought in,
Yes, Mr. O'Brien, what can I do for you?
Well, I, brought in these, sharks you wanted, and I've adhered lasers to their heads,
yes,
like
put
you
them in the pond under the big whale statue.
Okay, I only have these tiny, tiny sharks, and the lasers are laser pointers. I'm sorry, you only gave me $20 instead,
okay,
you know, make
put
do.
Then put them in the koi pond in the foyer.
They're cute, though. They are cute.
Are they carnivorous? I don't want them to eat the koi.
They'll definitely eat the koi.
The koi are expensive. What kind of sharks are these? They're little guys.
Baby sharks? It's all I could do to do.
Oh, well. Well, I think the baby sharks will be very popular, so let's put them in there. They're a conversation starter for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Smigel, why are we in this secret base in the base of a volcano?
Well, Mr. O'Brien.
That's me.
Oh, sorry, yes. Who was I talking to?
No, before? Me. I was feeling myself.
Oh, okay. Listen, do you remember when we met, when I came into that museum and offered you an absurd sum of money to buy the whalebone statue?
Uh-huh.
And eventually you did give it to me.
Uh-huh.
Or even if you didn't give it to me, I came back and took it later.
Uh-huh.
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 Well,
sorry.
Well, that was not the first time I'd been to that museum. No, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, ever since you said it, I can't stop thinking. Can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking. It's like my brain went dark.
Whoa, whoa.
I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking. No, there's no breaking it apart. No, I can't get baby shark out of.
What were you thinking?
No, I can't stop getting baby shark out of my head. I have a new thought, and then the shark swims back instead. I can't get baby shark out of my head.
Mr. O'Brien, just focus on me, and I'll walk you through my plan.
Baby shark!
It's the greatest plan that's ever been concocted. Pay attention, please understand.
Mama Shark!
It's just that I've been plotting a long, long time. It's what I was born to do.
Daddy Shark!
Do, do, do. now it's in my head too. Shark and let it run its course. We'll just go all in on Baby Shark, so then we can move forward. Baby Shark, do 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 do. 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 Mama 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 Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark,
Grandpa Shark,
Uncle Shark,
Grandpa Shark,
Aunt Shark,
Cousin Shark.
Okay, how does that, you get it out? How does that feel?
I can't get Baby Shark. No, I can't get Baby Shark. It's okay. I'll just try to multitask. Go ahead, Mr. Schmeigel.
Here's what I think you should do. Mm-hmm. I think you should take this dictaphone.
Uh-huh.
Just record onto the tape all your thoughts on Baby Shark.
Okay.
Make a promise to yourself that you're going to dig it up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
30 or so years from now.
Then you don't have to worry that you're going to lose Baby Shark because you're not thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
So just record. Here's a dictaphone.
Okay.
And then when I, later, go and record all your thoughts on Baby Shark. Then put it in a time capsule and bury it somewhere where you're at, or you can just dig it up in 30 years.
Okay.
I'm sure that you, Conan O'Brien, will become known as the person who did Baby Shark.
Thanks, Mr. Schmeigel.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you're got a secret lair under a mountain.
I don't know. It feels like the moment's passed.
Are you sure?
You still want to hear about the plan?
Well, I mean, I would if you got it. But
oh,
like,
I've got it. I've been working on it for centuries. I mean, decades.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
What?
Nothing. It's fine.
What?
Normal amount of human lifespan.
Centuries or decades? Oh, that's a weird slip to make. You look my age.
Okay, I'm going to come clean. I can't keep up this lie. It's too confusing. It's important to be honest. Listen. My name is Robert Schmeigel, and I have lived through many timelines.
Whoa.
Some timelines, I become a sort of well-known comic writer.
Uh-huh.
Some timelines, I collect all of the bones in the world and become the world's largest operator of museums.
Okay.
Some timelines, I die penniless at the age of 15. Sometimes I live...
Oh, so sad.
Yes, I know. So, but you see, I'm always... trying to go back, trying to do it again, trying to arrive in the perfect timeline where I rule the world.
Which time? Oh, rule. I was just going to say.
Haven't gotten it yet.
You
that's
haven't
the,
done
that's
it.
The thing. So I keep going. Are you familiar with time fountains? Fountains of time?
No, not at all. What is that?
You see, the flow of time in this world is much the same as the flow of water. Everything connected cannot be created or destroyed.
Oh, yeah, I freaking
can
love
be
that. I love thinking, like, this water I'm drinking,
yeah.
Benjamin Franklin took a bath in this. Or, hey, let's jump in the pool. This could all be Brontosaurus pee.
Okay, yes.
Because
right.
All the water is the same water. I just sort of love it conceptually that we have no new water. We also, I mean, it's just sort of amazing, you
That's
know?
That's right, yes.
Like, every drop going mm-hmm. through the system. It's just incredible to think of where that water
That's
has been.
That's exactly what I was
Who
saying,
it's
yes.
touched, who it's been inside. I mean, yeah. like,
Wild,
it's been
right?
inside. Because, you know, we're like 75% water. Like, we're water.
Yeah, at least.
So, like, all this water, it's like, when you think about, yes, you can get sort of ethereal with trying to understand how we are all connected. But, like, just look at water. We're, like, literally connected by all the water that we share.
That's right, bud. Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you see, Mr. O'Brien. Not only are we physically connected, but we are also connected to the flow of time. Time is water. Water is time. Water
oh,
in
wow.
mountains.
And you know what else makes me think of water?
Okay, yeah, sure. What?
Baby shark.
No, what did I recorded
I turned
on
it on.
Dictaphone.
I turned it on. I turned it on.
Okay.
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark. Now this, I gotta tell you, if this was my family, we'd spend a lot of time going through all the different siblings.
Sure. But I feel like you can just say that in the note, right? As long as you give future you the idea to do that, I don't feel like you need to actually go one by one.
Sister shark.
And then brother, I assume.
Brother shark.
Okay, we're going baby, so we're going older. So I'm going to assume that mommy is
brother shark. Another brother shark.
Okay, it was weird of me to assume that there was only one brother.
Brother shark.
Surely this will now. Oh, maybe a cousin? More mom.
Another brother shark.
Okay.
Brother shark.
So there's three brothers and a sister. That's probably all the shark siblings.
Another sister shark.
Okay, there's another girl in there as well.
Sister shark. Sister shark.
Surely it will be mommy now.
Another brother shark.
Okay. I don't understand what sort of how this is helpful for you in the future, but I guess that's important.
Mommy shark. Okay.
Now I'm sort of assuming a heteronormative marriage, but I guess that could be a weird assumption of me.
Daddy shark.
Okay, so it is a sort of traditional couple.
Daddy shark.
Probably uncles.
Grandma shark.
No uncles. Straight to grandparents. Okay.
Grandma shark. She lived with us sometimes. And she scared me, do 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 do. She looked
okay,
old,
we're diving in on the grandma.
An Irish ghost, do 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 do. Sort of intimidating.
Okay, well now I'm a little bit confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sort of doing my autobiographical version of my.
This
experience.
Is your family if they were sharks. Okay,
this is my family if they were sharks.
I understand why you were so hung up on getting so many brothers and sisters in there. Now that makes sense to me.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you understood that from the beginning, Mr. Smigel, that I needed to do it based on my own family.
No, I thought you were just sort of like...
Which is like six or seven O'Briens and...
And a grandma who lived with you who was scary.
Sometimes she lived with us, sometimes. She was a little intimidating. How intimidating was Conan O'Brien's grandmother? Do we do half times?
We do, because we have ad breaks, technically.
That's right, that's what I thought. Okay, you take that out or leave it in.
Leave it in.
Does Conan O'Brien have six or five siblings?
Does Robert Smigel's plot even make sense?
Why would the only adult's ideas you would think to convey be about juices? And where is Dargles, Penelope, and Gregor? Find out when we return to the second half of Time Fountains, Fountains of Time.
Chapter 5.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. You haven't been gone too long.
No, probably not.
You remember what's up.
People are traveling through time, and we just found out that time flows like water. Thanks, Robert Smigel. What will happen now? Find out in the second half of Time Fountains, Fountains of Time, Part 5. Gregor?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Dargles is done eating? If we felt like this is maybe the time to ask him, since he said he can like basically womp to any part of time.
Any time in one time where he cares to go, yes. I did not want to sort of scare the big dragon while he was cooking the meat so slow.
And I really didn't want to rush him because that makes meat tough. But I do you think he's done now? He kind of is taking a little nap. So I feel like maybe when he wakes, his snoring's kind of beautiful in its own way.
In its own way, yes. I don't know if beautiful is the first word I would have used, but yeah, in its own way, it's kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you think he's dreaming of?
I don't know.
Whatever he's dreaming of, let's wake him up and tell him to do things that we want him to do, yes?
Well, carefully.
Ditsy, don't poke a sleeping bear or poke a sleeping dog. They say it really just if someone is sleeping, do not poke them at all. I imagine that goes almost doubly so for dragons.
For dragons.
You don't want to wake them, or who knows what will happen.
Will happen. So just get close to what you think are their ears and start talking quietly, then get louder.
Just get close to what you think are their ears and start talking quietly,
then get louder.
I'm going to assume that the ears are on the head. I creep, creep, creep up next to the teeth and say, just sort of observational things in the room. Maybe do a few
or try a sneeze, a chew.
Bless you.
Just get close to what you think are its ears and start talking quietly and get louder. Just get close to what you think are its ears and talk quietly and get louder. And maybe start talking about topics you think that they might like, ooh, I really scales look and your spine.
Be like, oh, what a beautiful day to fly, and what a beautiful meat to eat. And just maybe sort of rub his dragon-y feet. If we just
get close to what we think are its ears and talk quietly and then get
I was having a good dream.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Yeah, you looked so peaceful. We really didn't want to wake you.
Oh, no. You woke me in a perfect and nice way.
Oh, phew. You know, it feels like we're on a good start of a, you know, we got off on the right foot, but still, you don't want to scare a sleeping dragon.
Yeah, don't do it. This is not scare a sleeping dragon.
Do not.
Don't do it or I'll eat you.
Yeah, that's
like
what we're afraid of.
Like the Shark's Tooth Gang.
You ate the Shark's Tooth Gang? Oh.
Yeah.
Gregor, did you see that?
No, I was not. But to be, can I be totally honest?
Yeah.
We were taking a nap.
We were taking a nap.
And so then I was distracted because of the nap.
Yeah, I was also distracted because of the nap.
And I, can I be also honest?
Yeah.
I was not really asleep.
Oh.
I was watching you nap.
Oh.
But I was also trying to fall asleep.
Oh.
So I didn't want to like get up.
Oh.
But I know I did not see the dragon eat all the Shark's Tooth Gang.
Well, Dargles, I guess that's what dragons do.
That's what dragons do, but also they preserve the timeline.
To preserve the timeline?
Mm-hmm. Because that's where we travel through time, trying to make things right.
And you had to eat the Shark's Tooth Gang because
they're in the wrong timeline.
Oh, what timeline are they supposed to be in?
I don't really know how to describe that. A different one.
Oh, sure, sure. Wait, does that mean you have to eat us? Or could you just take us home.
I'd rather do that.
Great. Great. Same.
Do you remember what year it was?
1985.
Okay. Do you remember where?
New York City. Well, actually, just a mid-sized American city's natural history museum.
Okay. Oh, mid-sized American city.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
no,
said
I know
New York.
I know the place.
Okay, great.
Slight complication.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know. There are no dragons in that timeline.
Right.
So that's going to kind of screw things up if I just sort of... We need to put you maybe somewhere more secluded that you can maybe walk back.
Oh, sure.
How far can you walk in a maybe like 40 to 50 hours? You can do that?
Yeah, pretty far, I guess.
Okay. How's like...
Do you want to drop?
Is it walkable from like sub-Saharan Africa?
No.
Okay, how about like Fiji?
No, we couldn't walk from there, but like we could buy a plane ticket if that's like better for you.
No, I don't want to put you out.
Oh, Dargles, that's so sweet. I guess like if you could drop us to
Nevada.
Like...
Nevada.
Sure.
Nevada's good?
Sure, Nevada's
There's
good.
Like no one there. Yeah. It's a mostly empty space.
Yeah, you could drop us in Nevada.
Arizona?
Sure, sure. Lots of, yeah, I mean like...
Montana?
Yeah, I feel like even if we, like Gregor, even if we don't actually walk, like we could figure it out as long as we're back on like, you know, the U.S.
Yes. Which of those states is closest to where we are?
I guess Montana.
Let's say Montana.
Great.
Montana it is.
Do you know any facts about Montana?
Mm-hmm. It's big and beautiful. Full of flowers and trees and also
well
Montana.
The big thing you have to know and the big thing that they are known for, I mean it's so surprising that it's not in their name. Montana loves its trains.
Oh, yeah, they love trains in Montana.
Yeah, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Gregor, I feel like this is our chance to get back. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm worried about those small children. Mr. Dragon, sir, could you please maybe... Have you run into any time-traveling small children? Oh, yeah, I found them around some dinosaurs.
Oh, wow, were they okay?
Yeah.
Could you find them for us?
Yeah, but you want me to eat them?
No. We'd like you to bring them back to the same place in Montana in 1985.
Okay. It might take me a while to find them, but I'll try.
Okay. Should we wait here or...
You have to do something for me.
Okay.
If you
seems
find
fair.
The person ruining the timeline, his name is Robert Smigel.
Robert Smigel.
But weirdly, the actual most dangerous person is Conan O'Brien. He doesn't know it yet.
Conan O'Brien.
But he's the reason it all is so weird.
Conan O'Brien.
It's a long story about an Irish ghost. I don't have time to get into it.
Okay. Wow.
Just stop them from doing whatever it is they're doing. Tell them to cut it out.
Okay. We can do that. You want to take us to him?
I don't know where it is.
Oh.
He hides in a mountain.
Oh.
But there's so many mountains that I can't fit in any of them.
Oh, Dargles, it does seem hard to be a dragon keeping track of the timeline.
No one. Everyone says it's hard.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be a dragon.
Sure.
It used to be easy.
Oh. Really?
Flappy, 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 flying all around. Yes, I feel like we've heard the version of these before. Hey, Dargles, sorry, could... Buddy, yeah? Ah, okay, yeah, sorry. Okay, Montana?
Sure. And then I guess we'll search for Smigel?
Yeah, just want to keep an eye out.
Okay, you're going to take us there first. Great. Mm. And find the kids and bring them to us.
That's what I'll do that.
Great.
Here we go.
Whoop.
Oh. Right. Look at this beautiful city of trains. So many trains.
Gregor, I I can't believe we're back in our own timeline. I'll totally understand if things feel, you know, kind of like different for you. Like,
oh no.
What?
I just realized something. What? Did you even get to go to the future to watch the 50 Shades of Grey, the movie?
You know what? I didn't, but I can wait. Oh, I can wait.
It seems like we should have had Dargles take us to see the 50 Shades of Grey.
No, Gregor, it seems much more important that we like get home and try to find the kids. And
you're probably right. I guess that was you from a different timeline or something.
But I guess what I'm worried about is like, is time traveling and visiting all these places through time and space, is that kind of like camp? You know,
are you like wondering now that I'm back to my glamorous normal job as a janitor in a museum, am I still going to be interested in you?
Well, just that we're no longer bound by a unique shared experience. Are you, you know, still like going to want to, hang out or whatever, or just whatever. I don't know. Whatever. You say it now. Talk now.
Yeah, no, I will talk now.
Okay. Yeah, good. Whatever.
Honest. Very loud and you're backing away. Come back over here.
I'm not. I'm pacing. I'm pacing.
But you're pacing backwards.
Well, just that's how pacing works. Is I wasn't over here, and now I'm back over here, and now I'm just like, I'm pacing. Listen, this is what pacing looks like.
Listen, no one knows what the future holds. But
you do. 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, no, yes, but that's not the future for me. That is a continuous timeline for me.
Okay,
that's the past for me now. My biggest concern is that this means that you will, in the future, go to see 50 Shades of Grey. On time traveling adventure.
Uh-huh.
And what if you never come back? What if you keep time traveling and you forget about Gregor and his beautiful mops and brooms?
You think that I'm going to use our time traveling abilities just to go see a movie that I can see in the future anyway?
When I tell you about this movie, you will not want to wait. You will do anything possible to get to it as soon as... Well, I guess you're right. I guess we'll just have to sort of have faith, wait and see.
Will you share your life with me till we see 50 Shades of Grey? Whenever that happens, whenever that happens.
Will you spend every day with me? Who knows when you'll leave to see 50 Shades of Grey? Whenever that happens, whenever that happens. It could be tomorrow. It could be years from now, but until then, let's live in the moment.
There isn't a thing that you could say that would make me want to turn away to 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Relationships are not black and white, they live somewhere in between.
Whenever that happens,
whenever that happens. And I'll be with you every day, and believe me, that's what I mean. Whenever that happens,
whenever that happens. And there's no plot or theme or genre.
Certainly there's no plot
that you could unfold that would change my mind of staying here with you, being here and brave and bold in these 50 shades of gray. Charcoal slate, granite too, those can't compare to how I feel about you.
Let's not go to the future. Let's just fondly remember the past and stay in between in this moment, in this present.
Share this time with me whenever it happens. ever that happens.
Yeah, like long story short.
You're not like, I don't need to go back to pacing. I can just like be calm and we can get, and honestly, we still have like other things to do. It's not like, okay, back to being a museum curator.
The survival of the children is sort of predicated on
us starting.
And I guess
maybe like time and like the sort of potentially fabric the universe as we know. Yes. Okay, great. I maybe made this.
But no, we're good. We are good.
We are good.
We are good. And we also are. Like, who knows what the future holds, but I know this for me. It says I did not never go to camp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. That's
a pretty fun experience.
I believe it, but like, I have never felt this way before.
Okay, that's really, honestly, that's really nice. That's
I've never watched.
So nice to hear.
Never watched. You're pacing again a little bit, but it's, listen, I've never watched someone take a nap before and been so nervous to nap because they are close.
I do feel like nervous to nap is a great indicator.
Yeah, never been end to end before. Anyway. Better start the law. Oh, look, so many trains.
Well, there's people in Montana love trains.
Boop, boop. Hey, welcome to Montana Train Station.
You're
looking for a train?
Yes. Could we take this train to a mid-sized American city?
Two tickets for mid-sized American city.
Great.
You want a sleeper car? You want a fancy car? You want a roof?
We'll take a...
Wait, hold on. What do you mean roof? Well, we took two chairs and just put them up on the roof. These are, I assume, the most expensive seats. No, they're the cheapest seats.
Wait, how can that be? Surely they must be the most expensive because they're a thrill.
They are a thrill. They are dangerous. Again, they're just two chairs that we put on the roof and did not secure them.
Oh, they did not secure them.
I want this. I mean, maybe it's just me. How are we feeling about these roof chairs?
Yeah, I'm into some roof chairs. I guess, like, we can just hold on really tight.
Are there tunnels that are low where the train most barely fits through the tunnel? No, we wouldn't have done that and then put chairs up on top.
Good.
But we probably should have secured the chairs, thinking more about it.
For Scott, I just feel like if you would look at this text one more time, then you'd see what I was saying. And if you don't agree, then fight me. Fight me.
Well, I guess I'm going to fight you then.
Fight me.
Let's fight.
Fight. Fight with our fists. I'm
fight
fighting you.
Fists.
I'm fighting you.
Huh.
Ouch. Ouch.
Hey, Catalina, these are not sort of peak physical specimens.
They're also
remember
just
when we
like,
watch those knights go at each other? This is nothing like
this
that.
This is nothing like that. Oh, look. Dargles.
Ah, oh, my God.
Oh.
A dragon.
I can't fight you. There's a dragon.
I'm running from a dragon.
I'm running from you. Hey, Dargles.
Oh, no, I broke all of the rules of how to enter a salon.
This is not how you enter a salon. A new person in the salon. Who dares enter the salon in such a way? This is such a way to enter a salon. It's okay. It was kind of falling apart. A lot of navel gazing.
Yeah,
and a lot of, like, fighting over nothing.
Like, good fighting.
No, really bad fighting. Like so much pomp before any circumstance.
Hey, I found two people that wanted me to pick you up and take you back to your timeline.
Oh, was it Penelope and Gregor?
I didn't ask their names, but I assume so. One of them seems like he's generally from an Eastern European country.
Oh, yep.
The other one has sensible heels.
Yep, that's them.
Yep.
That's Are them. They okay?
Yeah,
this
they're
is
great.
Huge. We have
they're, I mean, this is maybe me reading into it. They're in love.
Knew it. I called it.
You called it. My God.
Oh, I love that.
Dargles, how are you? Weren't you on some sort of quest at some point?
I don't really remember.
Well, I sort
I'm on a quest now, preserving the timeline.
You saved us from those dinosaurs, and I feel like... Were you wearing a top hat last time?
I still am.
Oh,
small.
Sorry. Sorry. It was blocked by what I assume are your ears.
You'd assume. Right.
Huh.
Listen, I gotta take you back to your timeline now.
Oh, great.
And then I have to start putting things right.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jensen, are you ready to get back to where we know soda flows and it's not weird?
Well, we didn't even go to the future one time, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dargles.
Dargles, could you take us...
Yeah, do you want to go to future soda timeline?
Yeah, could you just take
us... Can we just go to future soda?
Could you take us... Just wait. I don't know why, but could you take us to 2011?
Yeah.
Okay,
great. Specifically, is there somewhere you'd like to go?
Just like maybe a movie theater or certain chain restaurants.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just getting a vibe.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna lay low. You come back and find me when you're done.
Find me in these woods. Okay. I don't know, Jensen. Something was just calling me forward. Ha ha ha.
Like I'm mixing up some sodas in ways you don't even know that, cause I'm doing it freestyle. I can put seltzer into a Fanta. I don't even know what half of these are, but you know what's up. I want them all in my cup, and I'm willing to go there. I've got mango flavored diet root beer. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I can make a cherry lime Seagram's diet Seagram's ginger ale.
And I can put this flavor in water and just have some flavor in water. That's a flavor fail.
Will they reunite and save the world? Why is Conan O'Brien more villainous than Robert Smigel? And will Baby Shark ever be written?
Find out for the next and final episode of
Time Fight!